Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
As we wrap up the year, South Africans are finally seeing some relief in food prices. Food price inflation has cooled to its lowest level since 2019, down to just 2.8% in October 2024. But while we're enjoying this reprieve, lingering risk like drought-affected maize harvests and regional demand could challenge this trend. To unpack the data and explore what lies ahead, I'm joined now by agricultural economist Wandile Sihlobo. And Wandile, first of all then, with food price inflation, and good evening to you, easing so significantly, is this trend sustainable or are we looking at a temporary dip?
I think the trend is sustainable, Jeremy, although we may in the coming months see a slight uptick in some of the products in the basket, specifically what you are referring to on the grain-related products. Because if you look at the farm level, maize prices, particularly white maize, remain elevated. And I think that will push through into the first quarter of next year. But stepping away from maize and looking at the headline number, I think it should remain at these lower levels for some time.
And broadly, is there a link then between that and a recent improvement in agribusiness confidence?
In a way, I would say there is, because both are signaling an improved environment in agriculture. But I think what we are seeing here is that last year, we had a challenge of that avian influenza, which had pushed up meat prices in South Africa. And the other challenge, of course, that we had at the time last year was India blocking the rice exports. Those have since been removed, those export bans, and India is back in the world market. And I think then that speaks in part to that improving agribusiness environment. But at the same time, it does mean that the inflation numbers that we are reading at this moment, they are as low as they are because in part of the base effects, because last year food price inflation at this time was much higher. But I think getting into next year, you also in a year where we are in what we call a La Nina weather impact, which would bring much needed rains and support agricultural production. And I think a combination of those things is what makes one believe that we are perhaps maybe going to be in this period of moderate food price inflation for some time.
Interestingly, though, counter to that is the price of sugar has risen in spite of the broader deceleration in inflation. What specifically is driving that increase, Wandile? And surely that has a domino effect right down the value chain.
What helps a bit about the sugar products is that when you look at them and the sweets, they have a slightly lower weighting. So in a way, they won't necessarily change much the trend that we are seeing in food price inflation relative to if we were to see persistent risk in the grain-related products. But what has sustained sugar is really we are following what is happening in the international markets. The Brazilians, they struggled with weather impact, and that has weighed on their sugar production. And the numbers that we are reading domestically, they mirror some of those trends that are there at the international level. But I think the key point to emphasize also here, Jeremy, is that it always depends on what does one put in their baskets as they shop around for various products in their retail shops. But the point to make is that for a majority of food products, the pace at which those prices will be increasing will slow notably in the coming months.
So given the basket of good news then that we are witnessing, is there anything different that South African policymakers and the agricultural sector specifically should be doing or preparing to maintain this food security and price stability in the short to medium term?
I think in the short to medium term, the one thing that we can do is that although we are worried about the maize prices elevated, ongoing exports while we have tight supplies, that may be tempting for one to say, let's stop exports, let's slow exports. I think we shouldn't do any of that. The right policy now is really just to watch and let the market play out. Prices will adjust on themselves, so there is no risk there. The only thing that we should be doing is supporting the farmers in their production in levels where there is a need for, particularly smallholder farmers. Government has a range of products at which they usually supply them with inputs, and I think that's something that in the near term we should be doing. For the long term is really the promotion of agriculture as a growth engine for rural South Africa, and that involves releasing some of the government land that we have, over 2 million hectares, and pair that with blended finance. But that's a more detailed discussion that I think Minister Nyonso at Land Affairs with Land Bank and the others are busy with it right now. And I think that's something that for the long run, thinking about growth of this sector, that will give us an extra inch of growth and jobs.
There's also, of course, a flip side to your argument, and getting back to the agribusiness confidence index, farmers themselves need to work at turning sustainability into a competitive advantage rather than simply a compliance cost.
Absolutely. And you remember that we are an export-oriented agricultural sector, sending half of what we produce to the world market. And the EU, which is very big on sustainability matters, accounts for about 20% of our agricultural exports. So in whatever we do, the use of agrochemicals, the farming practices, will really have to be environmentally friendly, so that we are able to comply, one, with the requirements in various export markets, but two, also to take care of the environment that we are in. And I'm of the view that South Africa, if you look at various value chains and various farms, there's a lot more sustainability work that is happening. We just haven't had a way of actually capturing all of this and showcasing and measuring it and showing the world where we are, which is why at the Agricultural Business Chamber, we're currently busy with something around the Sustainability Index, where we are trying to illuminate to South Africans and the world what exactly is happening in the sector with regards to sustainability progress and improvements.
Wandile Sihlobo, thank you very much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.